Welcome back, hour number two. Glad to have you with us. Now, I'm going to let Drake, my six-year-old, with me today because there's no school today, and his mom has to work. So I've got him today. We're going to have a great time. And we're going to go to lunch today with a friend. And sometimes, Drake, we go to lunch with the fellas. Like, tell me about lunch with the fellas. Like, what does that look like? Who all comes up here yet? Like, who do we eat with? You have a good time with those guys?
We eat with Sean.
Yep.
Art.
One of the guys we eat with is Justin. Justin has a company called All Dry. All right. Tell me a little bit about All Dry. You know anything about these guys?
Rapid response team.
Yep.
Don't call an 800 number.
Yeah.
Call Stan at
658. What's the number here?
864-623-653-1234.
You can remember that number.
Yeah.
864-653-1234. What's their website?
MyAllDry.com.
And what we say about these good folks? These are your what?
Your local water and mold experts.
That's exactly right. What else you know about these guys?
Locally based on in Clemson,
yeah,
and the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Ready when disaster strikes.
That's exactly right. So mold's a bad, bad deal. You don't want mold. You don't want any kind of water issues. And you want to tell the phone number for the good folks again?
864-653-1234.
And then their website, what is it again?
MyAllDry.com.
And what's going to happen now is we got to buy Stan and Justin lunch with the mm-hmm. fellas. We'll do that for sure, won't we? Mm-hmm. You did a good job, man.
Thank you.
Good, good. All right. Glad to have you with us. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Go see my great friends over at All Dry. When it does go bad, your local water and mold experts. Let me get to some phone calls in this hour. We call this Reaction Monday. Alan is in Greenville. Good morning, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Doing fine, man. Driving up to Tennessee to a Tennessee Turfgrass Conference, so I had a good plenty of time to listen to you. I'm looking forward to seeing Drake's radio show here in a few years.
Yes, though. Yes. Well, I hope he does better than that. Senator, doctor, lawyer, clergyman, maybe. Maybe he'll do better than that, hopefully, one day. Make more impact there.
Hey, I was just looking last night and this morning. I always try to follow the Clemson players in the NFL. We had a pretty good day yesterday. Mm. Certainly in the Jaguars, the Trevor and ATN were great. Higgins got a good touchdown. And the Ravens, Trent Simpson, even though they lost, he was the leading tackler. And you got defensive back for them. I'm drawing a blank right quick.
Mickens? Is it Mickens?
No, Mickens is at the Chargers.
Chargers.
One of the Ravens.
The cornerback. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cornerback. First-round draft pick, dude. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Man, and I remember that guy. He played terrible at the Wake Forest game when he was like a freshman or sophomore. He really grew up and turned into a great pro. Davis Allen, been pretty decent. Jarrett continues to just journey on and play well, making a lot of money.
Yeah, what a career he's had, huh? Nate Wiggins, by the way. I couldn't think of Wiggins.
Nate Wiggins.
The cornerback, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then how about this? Phil Moffa got a couple of runs.
I saw he had a first touchdown. Yeah. Had his very first touchdown for the Cowboys.
He did, yes. Yeah. That's right, yes.
Yeah, good
exactly
stuff.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Just neat to see these guys in there playing. So it's nice to follow them and kind of watch over that.
Hey, I was going to ask you quickly. You know, we're not having the Tournament Champions this year because of the golf course conditions out in Hawaii. That seems crazy that they knew about it, well, that far in advance and all that too. But that seems weird, you know, not playing at Kapalua, I guess. Is it Kapalua? No, not Kapalua. Anyway, they don't have the Tournament Champions this year because of conditions.
Yeah, I kind of caught that. I hadn't really understood that. I know, I guess, the first tournament is the Sony.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it was the first one, but you're right. That Tournament of Champions is gone. So, but the tournament, the course and all is just in bad shape.
Well, they got like a water issue there. That they've got a drought conditions, and they had some sort of water restrictions, and so they just let the golf course, they couldn't water it, and it's not very good right now. But it seemed like to me, you got people looking at it, but it seemed like to me that resort makes an awful lot of money in tax revenues and losing an awful lot right now in tax revenues by not being able to host. But I guess Hawaii saw it different.
I'm driving through Asheville right now. You know, they got a PGA event on the fall event at Cliffs Walnut Cove this year, so pretty cool.
Yeah, we got we're in a great area, aren't we? With Charlotte and Augusta and Hilton Head and Atlanta and Greensboro and now Asheville, the Carolinas, man. Obviously, we live in a great area for golf. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and I saw the first advertisement for the Masters over the weekend.
Wasn't that great?
It's really hard to believe.
Yeah.
So I'm already signed up, so I'm ready to go. So
what year will this be for you?
25.
Oh, whatever anniversary that is, the silver anniversary maybe? How about that?
I guess, and I got to make a decision after that. If you get work 25, then you get an opportunity to buy tickets for life. Or you can keep working and just buy the practice round tickets. So I love doing it. So I got a decision to make after this year.
Well, it's good to have that decision. 25 good years, I'm sure.
Yeah, you got it. All right, buddy. Enjoy the show and enjoy listening to your son.
Safe travels, Alan. Always good to hear from you. That'd be an easy decision. Sit back. I think he had the camaraderie. Like, he missed the locker room, right? You missed all the fellas.
The behind the scenes access.
Yeah.
I could see a lot of benefit in that.
Yeah. Let me get Tiger 95 in Greenville. Tiger 95, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mickey, doing well, man. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, glad to be here. Hey, man, you better keep your eyes on Drake. He's gunning for you, man.
Well, again, I hope he guns higher in life than that. Again, I'm thinking
no.
I'm thinking senator or something, you know? Who knows?
There we go. We need a good one.
We could use him. Commissioner of college football. He would do better than what we currently have. I'll tell you that much right now.
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm so tired of college football right now.
It's crazy.
I'm sick of it.
Who'd have thought that?
And that's I'll be honest with you. I am absolutely struggling, and I think it's because the call we had earlier about the fan being remembered in the Savannah Bananas. Yeah. We're lost right now in the whole scheme of things.
Yeah.
Everything is on the backs of the fan. It's frustrating, and I was drawn to T.J. Moore's post this past weekend, and his emoji of thinking and just the impact that has on the fan base and keeping us all in limbo. And it's frustrating, man.
Well, first of all, say about him, I think he likes the attention. I think he likes clowning people and all that stuff. And he might leave, and he might be leaving tomorrow. I don't know that. I know that they've not finished up their negotiations with him right now. And he's asking for a chunk of change. He wants wide receiver one money. I get that. But I think that's kind of his personality, like the attention through some of that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. We've put these guys up on pedestals. Like, T.J. Moore's the only guy in the world who can ever play wide receiver. And he's going to come out, if he doesn't, I'm going to announce my intentions. I'm either going to stay or go, and I'm going to thank God for letting me do this great decision, and I'm gonna miss my teammates, or I'll come back and fight my teammates. And then, if not, here's my top 10 list, and then tomorrow I'll be dropping my top 5, and then I'll be setting up visits, here are my top 2. And we put these guys up on pedestals, and we're paying them millions of dollars. And out through it all, the fans are sitting here, like you said, in limbo. The fans are over here worried, and the fans are concerned, and the fans are end up paying for it. And no one ever looks at the fans. No fans ever tweeting about, here are my 5 teams I might pull for next year. And everybody's all worried about their 5 teams, you know. So at some point in time, when the games are played, how they're played, who's playing them, who's coaching them, at some point in time, we better pay attention to the fans or we'll end up like NASCAR. And it's a slippery slope we're on.
It can turn fast. I mean, if you think about the fan at Clemson and what they put into home games and the amount of money that's spent for parking, getting 2-4 tickets, tailgating, all of that, you know, my wife and I are looking at two nice vacations now.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to doing what we've been doing just because of where it's at. I've got a 20-year-old clowning. Like you said, he's not clowning me, but it does fringe on the fan base.
Yeah.
And there's no regard for the Paul anymore. You know, the whole idea of we've got these standards and we're building the program. DePaul is not being left better than it was with the people before, with kids before, and that's frustrating.
No, it was not broken. We were teaching young men about how to be fathers and husbands and responsibilities of these great employees that we were molding and forming, and these great leaders in the community, and these setting up for future, the educational aspect of it. And besides that, they were getting about $50,000 a year in cash, right? Like, it's not like it was a ton, you
sure.
know, like they were really hurting. And we were doing this great job of educating, and they were learning these valuable lessons. And now we've taught them that you got all the power in this world, and that everybody's dependent upon you, and that it's all the world revolves around you. And as I turn to my 6-year-old here to see me on the thing, I don't make decisions about me. And yeah. I don't make decisions based upon what I want. And I think I'm now, I guess at 50, I wouldn't equip this at 20. But these valuable lessons, these kids, we've forgotten it, man, and we've blown it for them. So no one has stood up and led through any of this, and as a result, we're gonna pay the price at some point in time. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, it's coming. I think you're right, man.
Yep.
Thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you, buddy.
Go
appreciate
Tigers.
The phone call. I hate it, but I wanted to be wrong so many times, but we're not, and it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. You don't get anything back. Once you cross the line, the line's been crossed. And we just continue to go down that path. 654-ROAR. Let me get Hal and Delvin before the break. Delvin, you've been so patient with me, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Blessed. Very blessed.
This whole Messina thing, man, I agree with you, man. I don't know what Devil's thinking. I don't think you see it. I'm tired of the loyalty crap. I don't want to hear it in a statement. I want to be loyal to if I was a reporter, I'd ask him, do you want to be loyal or do you want to win? Because you're going into the Lions then and Baton Rouge against Lane Kiffin, and you get blown out in that game. I don't want to hear out the game. Messina gave us the best chance to win.
No,
I
didn't
get the best chance to win if you got blown out.
Yeah. Especially when LSU's going to go do it. LSU's going to go get a quarterback. And now I'm going to tell you right now in the game, because LSU's more serious about it, LSU's quarterback will be better than Clemson quarterback when they play each other in Baton Rouge. So you're going to have...
And then when you get blown out and people ask about the quarterback situation, we're seeing to get with the best chance to win. No, he didn't, because you got blown out.
Yeah.
And my question is, I think that's part of the reason he hired Chad Morris. I don't know if they get Chad Morris to full or turn him in offense. Like people are saying that he can stand up the double. Well, I'm Chad Morris. I said, I want to transfer quarterback to come in here.
You're not going to win that battle. Head coach is going to win.
That's why I think that he hired Chad Morris, because I bet the other quarter, he was looking at probably saying, we want to bring our own quarterback. And Devil said, no, you got to work with people say, and they say, well, we can't be the offensive coordinator and so like that. So, I'm saying it right now. This is Devil last year at Clemson.
It wouldn't shock me.
January 5th, 2026. I'm saying right now, Clemson fans, this is Devil last year at Clemson, because he don't learn how to adapt. He don't see what people are saying. I don't know what it's going. I think it's going to take. I think Devil thinks he's untouchable. I think it's going to take him being fired and being humble. Because last year he said they want to fire me, they can fire me. It sounds like he was being cocky about it. I think he's untouchable.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's going to take him being fired and looking back and saying, I made a lot of mistakes. I got to use transfer report and do all this stuff and be a lawyer. I think that's what's going to happen. Of course, we look for a new head coach next year at this time.
You know what, Delvin? I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility, and I don't know what the probability is compared to the possibility of it, but if it does not go well, I can tell you that this program is too important, and too many people think too much
I'm
of it.
Right
invested
now,
for it, not to make a move.
I'm going to think we can see an early season change. If we over there with LSU, I don't know who come out to LSU.
Oh, we don't know.
In all the games. LSU, I think we can see like a James Franklin situation.
Yeah. Well, look, who knows? That seems to be the way you go now. But who knows?
Yeah.
Thank you, Del. Appreciate the phone call. If I'd have told you that in January of 2020, you're walking into the Superdome, number one team in the country, 29-game win streak, and then I take that phone call 5 years later, 6 years later. I'd have called you crazy. But this program is on the decline. I don't think there's anybody that can say, that can dispute that. And there's a major reason why this program's on the decline. And that major reason is that the head coach has been slow to adapt to the college football world that's out there now. It seems to be pretty simple to me. Now, it is salvageable, and if some changes are made, then this thing can be salvaged. But I don't think that's what Delvin talked about. I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. We need to take a short break. Hal and David, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. Much more on the other side. Reaction Monday, 654 Roar, text line, phone line. More after this.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Awaits. Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically 2 coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Plumber.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Chicago. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda, the great folks, take care of you. They're doing an unbelievable job at PrimeLendingSC.com. If you're going to get a refinance or remodel or buy a new home, I will just tell you, the very best in the business, Prime Lending. Put them on your favorites. Who knows what 26 will be? You just know this. When it comes time to it, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. David is in Greenville, 654 Roar. David, thanks for hanging through the break. How you doing?
Hey, my Mickey, always good to get in, man. Everything going well?
Blessed. Very blessed. Hope you are, too.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you something funny. You're going to laugh because I'm guilty of this, too. And I kind of hear this is where we are with the Clemson program. You know how, like, when we used to lose them, we were not used to losing at one time. And then the call-in show the next day would be about, we'd say, hey, man, you know what, though? This is good for us because we need to pray more, realize this is entertainment, and you know, it almost like, because what else can you say? That's where I feel like we kind of are now with the things like with our football team. It's like, well, you know, we want to build people's characters. It's not always been about winning, but at one time it was about both. It was about winning and doing those things. And I would just maybe challenge someone that's close to Dabo to maybe get in his ear to say, now that the landscape has changed, could you kind of redefine your mission field in this sense? You're going to be around guys for less time, so why not look at it as an opportunity to impact someone's life in a short time instead of 4 years, maybe it's 2 years or a year, but there's still a big opportunity there to rub shoulders and to because like what I do at work, I'm actually over chaplains at a pipe, valve, and fitting company. And we're able to impact people's lives in six different states. You know, we have 450 employees, and one of the cool things is we don't just hire Christians or people that have our same values. We bring them on our team, and there's our mission field. You know, so anyway, it's just a way to think, and because you know, like the caller that called in a moment ago, when push comes to shove, and your program starts losing, you're reminded why the coach was really hired. For example, when a guy called earlier and talked about Drake May, he didn't talk about him being a dad. He talked about what kind of game he had.
Oh, yeah.
When he talked about this Grady Jarrett, he didn't talk about him being a dad. He talked about how he's still playing. And, again, we have to not be hypocritical and understand that we don't care so much about those guys. We want to watch them play. So I won't take it off the air, but I would love some honesty. We like winning, and we want to watch those people play. So I'm going to take it off the air.
Thank
Man,
you.
I always love talking to you, Mick. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the phone call for sure. Keep doing the work. Yeah, you don't have to have someone there for 5 years to make an impact. Somebody could be there in a year and make an impact. I think we're seeing a lot of sports that are doing that. You watch Fernando Mendoza, what he did in Indiana this year, and unbelievable impact he had. But not just that, like, he's a good kid. He's doing great things. As far as what we complained about back in the old days, in 2018, I'm in Grove Stadium at Wake Forest. And Clemson's fourth in the country, and they're 5-0. I just looked up to make sure I'm right by saying it. They went three and out on the first drive, didn't run it then or whatever, and then they fumbled on the second drive. And the third drive, they ended up throwing the ball a bunch and didn't do anything on that one. And the man behind me yelled at Tony Elliott, "Elliott, you idiot, run the football." He's like, "Well, you know what? The box was loaded, and they wanted to see, you know, let ETN beat you or anything like that." And so that was their strategy, was to blitz like crazy and all. Well, Clemson went on that day to win 63-3, and they ran for 471 yards. But we were complaining there early in the game about, "We got to run the ball, you idiot." You know, and all those times people were talking about Tony Elliott, and all they were doing was setting every single offensive record individually and team, and scoring, rushing, passing, receiving. And they lost 7 football games in 6 years.
But that, I mean, even at the time,
it wasn't good enough, man. People didn't like the guy.
You had to win every game by 60 points. Every play had to go.
And they won that game by 60
points. Yards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The lady behind me in the NC State game where they ran Taj at the end of the game. They scored 60. What year was that?
Is that 2015?
Taj was there.
No,
in
that was before that. 2012, maybe.
13, 12. Let me see. I think it's 2012. Let me see if that game I'm talking about. Yeah. By the way, Clemson at that point in time was, oh, Mickey, let me do it this way. At that point in time, they won 62-48. They're trying to run the clock out. Tigers ranked 11th in the country, 10-1. And at that time, Clemson had 35 first downs, 62 points. They had 754 yards of offense. They threw it for 426 and ran it for 328. And they're trying to run the clock out, and they ran Taj on 3 straight quarterback runs. And there's only like a minute left to go in the game. And the lady behind me says, "Turn the page of the playbook." and I shouldn't have. But I went, "Ma'am, they got 62 points and 750 yards and 35 first downs. What play you want to run?" Like, it's never enough for fans. Never enough for fans. 654 Roar. Let me get Hal in here next. Hal, thanks for your patience, man. Did you have a good weekend?
Pretty good. There's been a lot of upset in the NFL yesterday because some teams not interested in their starters. I think Washington beat Philadelphia and the Raiders beat the Chiefs, and Travis Kelce may retire, and the Panthers. Better for them to have gone to the playoffs under the better circumstances that they can't back into the playoffs. You know, winning this regular season with two straight losses, and they got that game Saturday it'd be a lot better if those two met in the NFC title game, because I just have expectations of those two meeting the NFC championship game ahead of the season. You know,
are those your two favorite teams, Hal? The Rams and the Panthers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so who you gonna pull for on a Saturday?
Carolina. But if they don't win, it'd be nothing to be ashamed about. They did about like what was thought they would do and all that. In new going season, this is a team not worthy of going to a Super Bowl.
No, they're not a Super Bowl team. But you know what? It's a nice comeback for them to break their playoff drought, to host a playoff game now. Now, the Rams are going to be 9.5-point favorites. I'll go over that in a second. But it was a great season for them. Great comeback win. I think they're on the right direction.
Hopefully we'll have – at the last home game, they never did play Neil Diamond. Sometimes they played Neil Diamond only after a win, but home win and an opportunity to hear Neil Diamond at least once more.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be the case. 4:30 on Fox on Saturday. And the Rams, your second favorite team, right?
Yep.
Well, you got a tough – so either way, next week you have somebody to pull for. So that'd be a good week for you. Yep. Hal, I appreciate it, man. Good points there. Rams are 9.5-point favorite over the Panthers. Green Bay is a 1.5-point road favorite at the Bears. The Bills a 1.5 road favorite at the Jaguars. So all we got road favorites everywhere. Now, Philadelphia's a 3.5 point home favorite against Drake Plyler's San Francisco 49ers. Why do you pull for the 49ers? You told me this before. Is it Christian McCaffrey? What do you pull for them? Christian McCaffrey. All right. Patriots are a 3.5 point home favorite against the Chargers. And Houston is a 3.5 point road favorite at the Steelers. 6-5-4 roar. Let me get Gervonta in Livonia, Georgia. Good morning, Gervonta. How you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Mickey Fly? Happy New Year to you and your family, man. Happy New Year.
You too, buddy. Did you have a good New Year? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I can't complain. Mickey, good. I just want to get your comments and I take them off air. What's your comment? How many more years do you give Caleb DeBoer in Alabama? What's your opinion on the direction of Alabama football program? Thank you for allowing me on.
Thank you, buddy. Tonight. Have a great day for sure. I think that he's in the hot seat this year, and it sounds crazy to think about. But remember this. Alabama fired Bill Curry. He went 10-0. They ranked number one in the country, and they lost to Auburn, lost the bowl game, and they fired him. I mean, Caleb DeBoer, the standards there at Alabama are awfully high. And it's not just on the field the last 2 years. It's also like what it looks – I mean, it's not just wins and losses. It's what it looks like on the field. Because Bama doesn't look like Bama. Now, in my lifetime, I've seen Bama look like this, but that was under Mike Shula. You know, that was under Dennis Francione or some of those guys. They don't look the same. You go back in this era, in his first year, last year, he got beat by Vanderbilt, and that didn't happen. And he got beat by Tennessee, and that shouldn't happen. And he lost to a bad Oklahoma team last year on the road. An Oklahoma team that was, 6-6 maybe? 6-7. And then lost to one of Michigan's worst teams in years to go 9-4. And then this year, the opening loss to Florida State, like losing to bad football teams and looking bad in the process of doing it. Losing at home to Oklahoma. How they looked got blown out and didn't look like they belonged in the same field as Georgia in the SEC championship game. And then the worst loss many years, 38-3, didn't look like the same anything like close to Indiana. So with that said, that's 8 losses in 2 years. Let me see what Nick Saban did there. Bear with me a second. There was a time. See the time stretch for Nick Saban and how many years it took him to get 8 losses. The first year, they had the bad year. And I like Kalen DeBoer. I think he's a good football coach. But the fact of the matter is that this team's struggling now. Nick Saban went 10 years and lost 12. He lost 12 games in 10 years at Alabama. And this cat's lost 8 in 2 years. And the last Nick Saban, after the first season at Alabama, never lost more than 3 games. And the last 2 years, DeBoer's lost more than 2 games. Text says, have we reached now this is my friend Derek says, have we reached the height of absurdity when you have more player retention in fantasy football than college football? He said, enough of the negative. I need Drake Plotter's breakdown of CM Punk versus Bron Breakker. All right. Let me ask you this, Drake. CM Punk, Bron Breakker. First, who you like between us two?
CM Punk.
You like CM Punk? Who would win, CM Punk or Bron Breakker?
Bron Breakker.
Bron Breakker's like an animal, man.
I know.
Like, that guy looks like he's a beast.
I know. One time he went through the ropes on 26 miles per hour.
He did?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Saw it.
Saw it on TV? Yep. YouTube?
Yep. No, not YouTube.
You saw it on the internet somewhere?
Yeah.
Pretty cool? Pretty cool.
Live.
Oh, pretty cool. All right. You got anything else over there? Hadn't really had a chance to talk to you this morning. Everything else good?
Yeah.
How was your Pringles pizza chips?
Good.
Good? How was your Pepsi?
Yeah, pretty good.
And now remember, we're not telling Mom for breakfast we had Pringles chips and Pepsi, okay?
Okay, but she's probably listening.
Listening right now. We're going to pretend like we're just kidding. Wink, wink. We really didn't have that today. Okay. All right, let's take a break. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. I was driving in Greenville the other day, and I looked up, and I saw the Trail truck beside me, and I wanted to, you know, because I see the logo. I'm like, hey, I know that. Oh, I don't know that guy. But I can't tell you this. It's a great leader there for sure. I love the fact that Trail, you know, Will always told me they don't go through hiring binges and then laying people off. What they end up doing is having a great team there. He said, we never pass up an opportunity to hire somebody great. And look up and down this organization. You're going to love my great friends at Trail. The pre-construction services. A lot of times you'll say, Mickey, what are you talking about with pre-construction services? Well, this is one that is planning and the communication. And talk about the technologies and the processes and the cost models and the project phasing plans and how all those logistics work. These people are awesome at it. To make it more cost-effective for you, to make it more high-performing building solutions for you. They do this in the design build, the general contractor, the construction manager at risk. They do all those. But the pre-construction services that do, you know, bid packaging and budgeting estimating and or budget estimating and cash flow projections and constructability reviews and all those kind of things. They do a great job at that. So let them take care of the pre-construction services, the design build, the construction management risk, the partnering. They do a great job with Trail. Think about it. The very best in North Carolina, South Carolina. Building, doing it on time, on budget, exceeding your expectations. TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. We'll take a short break. When we come back, a bunch of texts, man. I'm going to try to fly through some of the texts when you come back after this.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawlspace Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, DavisServicesInc.com today.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-1785. 0176 or visit CanteyCanFixIt.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Patterson Tax Service. It is January. We are within about 15 days of them starting to do taxes, and they'll file those in the first of the line, FIFO, first in, first out. You want to take care of your taxes. You want it done right. If you depend on that refund, let them maximize your tax return. Let them do it first and get your money back faster than you think possible. Call the Patterson Tax Service. Set your appointment up now. PATTX.com, PATTX.com. Call them today, 859-8289, 859-8289, is my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Got a couple things here. This is from 0048. Mickey, are the safeties being coached now by Nolan Turner or some other guy? Are we no longer in the market for proven coaches? I think that is a balance of young, energetic, up-and-coming risers and experienced guys. So this seems weird to say, but let me give you a look at Indiana. Like, Indiana is the deal now, right? So, Bryant Haynes was born. I'm going to let you help me with this. I don't know when he was born. Bryant Haynes was coaching at Adrian College in 2011. He's a grad assistant to Indiana in 2012, grad assistant at Ohio State in 13. He was at Indiana, University of Pennsylvania in 14 and 15. His first big-time job was with Cal Davis and Elon. He was didn't have a coordinator's job till 1920. That was at James Madison. My point is, he is, I'm guessing, let me look it up. Bryant Haynes. Now, he has some experience, and he's a coordinator, by the way. But Bryant Haynes is got to be 35 years old, I'm guessing. He's 40 years old. Oh, 40 years old. Didn't know that. Alabama staff, like looking at it now, their defensive end coach is Buddha Williams. They don't have their ages on here. I was hoping to do it by ages. But here's a guy who was a graduate assistant up until 2016. He was at UT Martin, North Dakota State, Colorado State, before he took Indiana in 2024. The point is that a lot of these staffs now are younger and more unproven guys. Guys didn't, not coaching at Alabama, not coaching at at a lot of places. Now, Chandler Whitmer is their quarterback's coach, and he was a GA at Clemson in 2020. He was an NFL guy as a quality control guy all the way up until last year. This is his first year as a quarterback's coach. This is his first year as a full-time on-the-field coach. And he just coached a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. He's our offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach, and this is his first job. Isn't that crazy to think about? My point is that when they hired him, like, man, this guy didn't have any experience. Their quarterback's coach at UNC Charlotte 2023, University of Buffalo in 21 and 22. Those are the only two jobs he's had. Again, more than Nolan Turner. But the point is, like, these are young staffs now in a lot of places.
Back to Indiana, their running backs coach, John Miller.
Yes.
30 years old. And he played for Kurt Cignetti at JMU, graduating in 2017.
And JMU was his first job in 21, and so he only had one other job before coming to Indiana. My point is, you see the point?
Yes.
Like, these are young guys.
You want to have a lot of experience and tenure in certain places, but, you know, if every single coach is of one certain, you know, demographic or age grouping or anything like that, it's you need
but to be
outside
fair
perspectives.
Now, to be fair, Dabo made a mistake when he hired the Goodwin hire and the Streeter hire. Everybody thought that a young Garrett Riley was the guy to hire when they hired him. I was talking to a guy last night and he says, you know, the air raid thing just wasn't going to work here. Supposed to be dirt raid, didn't work out. But you wonder how much his hands were tied too. But the point is, like, he's had, you know, C.J. Spiller, first job. Tyler Grisham, first job. Those guys, it just didn't work out. Now, Jeff Scott, though, that worked out. Tony Elliott had a little bit of experience at, like, Furman maybe, but in Sacramento State maybe, but it worked out for him. Now, with that said, I do want to say one other thing. I don't want to hold it against Nolan Turner because some of those other coaches didn't work out. So if you shouldn't have to pay for somebody else's sins, right? Like, what if you're a great coach? I don't know if you're a great coach or not. I don't know. Texture says, and 1233 says, cracked me up today talking about crazy unsatisfied fan bases. About 10 years ago, back in the heyday, I took my buddy to a game. We're up 42-0. And whatever, nobody were playing, busted a big run. I spout out an expletive-laced form of come on defense. But my buddy says, calm down, bro. It was their first down, 42-0, Robin Powdersville. Yeah, man, you get upset. It's the other team has some scholarship guys there, too. Texture 9244 says, young guys are very positive when they have good adult supervision. Yeah, but you got to have the experience there as well. Texas says, is C.J. Spiller still on staff? Yes, running backs coach, C.J. Spiller. Texas said, if Dabo's let go, then Tony Elliott should be his replacement. I think Tony Elliott has done a terrific job.
But Mickey.
He's a Clemson grad.
He's a Clemson grad. You can't do that here.
Texas says, what does a football quality control guy do? Well, you go get the guy coffee and you go, no. These are big stats. You sit around and take notes. You try to learn. You don't speak up a whole lot. You just sit back and absorb it because one day, all these guys were quality control guys at one point in time.
They are
graduate assistants.
You're an auditor or you're going through film or tagging things like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love this text, 5589. Mickey, who do you think the starting quarterback will be in game 6 next year under Chad Morris? Should Clemson have purchased a portal quarterback? Sorry if you've answered these questions. Number two, yes, Clemson should have went out and purchased. I love the way he said that. They should have gone out and purchased a portal quarterback, yes. In game 6 next year? Well, I mean, it depends. I think the Vecina can get better. I'll be honest with you, though. Like,
I don't think Denson's ready. And I don't think Denson's going to be ready in week six. Remember, Denson was a Coastal Carolina guy until Clemson got him. You think a guy that was committed to Coastal Carolina this time last year is going to be ready to be the starting quarterback in game six of a redshirt freshman season? Because he completed four passes against Furman? I don't know.
Crazier things have happened.
Well, the other thing is, you know, Tate Reynolds, who's here now, I mean, I think he's a guy. I like his future a lot. But in game six of a true freshman season, I don't think so. So I'd go with Messina. Texture says, 5-year slide, culminating in the worst season since Dabo's first season. And here's the responses. Number one, hire Chad Morris. Number two, hire former players. Number three, roll with Messina. He's a joke now. I'll be glad when he's gone. The difference is Cignetti can coach and especially knows when to use the portal. Dabo, not so much. That's from 39-36. Ron is in Spartanburg. Ron, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. I'm doing all right. I appreciate you getting me on this morning. Just had a quick couple of questions. I heard what you were saying about Nolan Turner. And I mean, I guess my only question with Nolan Turner being brought on, was this a Tom Allen decision? Was he one? Was this strictly a Dabo? I mean, I know we don't really know, but kind of goes back to what you were saying about was Garrett Riley's hands tied on offense. I mean, is just kind of concerning knowing we're not bringing a quarterback. We're just still bringing I'm just going to say inexperience. I mean, we don't know. Like you said, Nolan Turner may turn out to be a great safety coach.
Yeah.
So.
But it is – in the end, look, it all comes out because in the end, it's just the two letters matter, a W or an L. And this past year at 7-6, it wasn't enough W's and it's too many L's and the program won't decline. So can he turn it around? I do think he deserves a chance to turn it around. But can he make the right decisions to turn this thing around? And at this point in time, I don't blame any fan in the world for having doubts right now. Because the proof's going to be in the pudding, though. We'll see. We'll see, and he'll be accountable for it.
Yeah, I hate to have doubts. I get it. I hate to have doubts, but, I mean, in the same vein.
How could you not, though?
One of those.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, I agree. I mean, that's what I said. I mean, you know, Dabo's taking us where we hadn't been in decades, and, I mean, it's just sad to see the way it's trending right now.
No
doubt. I hate that.
No doubt about it. And shocking, to be honest with you, that it trended like this. But the thing here is, if the system was still the old way, there's no doubt in my mind Clemson would be a top five football program. I think if you went back to the old way of recruiting and the old way of no portal and no NIL stuff, I think you'd be in the top five in the country and right there in the middle of it. With that said, that's not the world we live in anymore. And right now, Clemson is not a top – they're not a top 40 football program right now because of the game changing. Yeah, no doubt. Very sad. Hard to believe, but it took that to get into that, but that's where we are.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it. You have a good day, sir.
Thank you, Ron. I wish I had better news for you, but you feel better in the next 5 years, you feel better about Clemson or Georgia? I'd go down the list if you want me to.
Georgia's, I mean, they're consistent.
Yeah.
At least in the last 5 years. Clemson's on a downward trajectory.
Texas Tech, BYU, Utah. Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon, Southern Cal, Michigan, Iowa, Washington, Illinois. Feel better about them right now. Penn State with the hiring of Campbell. Those teams look like they're in better shape right now. So does Ole Miss and Georgia and A&M and Alabama and Texas and Oklahoma. And heck, Vanderbilt looks better right now. Missouri looks better right now. Tennessee and LSU. And I mean, these teams look like they're better right now. I think you're going from top five to – top 40? There's
maybe.
Right? The game has changed. And it took that to change it. It took that to change it. But the and what the texture says, some bad hires and then not adapting, not playing the game. Now, they're trying to play it a little bit. If you notice, they're playing it more on defense right now. And that appears to me, my gut is that Tom Allen's kind of been given a little bit of a free rein. And so it seems like you're bringing in more defensive players than offensive players. But as I said before, and I'll say it again, I'll say it 100 times between now and hopefully be wrong head to Baton Rouge. But
I just don't understand the idea of every team in the country that doesn't have a returning starting quarterback is going to go out there and go get you a quarterback. And this program's decided to not go get you a quarterback. Go purchase you a quarterback. And for the life of me, there's nothing in my head that can justify that. I've thought about every angle you can think of it, but there's just no way I can justify not going in and getting a quarterback in the portal. And that's a program-changing decision, in my opinion. Hour number three when you come back after this.